KMW.
9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning. Cloudy, still some light snow showing up on radar, too. We're at 28 degrees. On this Thursday, April 14th of Easter week, want to thank everybody and all you practical jokers that felt it necessary to send me peeps. Got those lined up in my office, too. The one Easter candy I refuse to eat, so I just bring that up that I hate peeps. And what do? You send me peeps. Jana Burnton House with the Richland Wilkin Foundation. Jana, good morning.
Good morning. I was thinking it was still April Fool's, like looking outside again today.
What? Well, and you came back. It's like, yeah, I'm, you know, I kind of came back to enjoy the lake, and it's like this.
Right?
Yeah.
But we could be sitting in Minot or Bismarck or somewhere like that right now.
That's right.
So Devil's Lake, I think, really got hammered.
They really got hit.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, too, you know, we were talking, they said most of it came sideways. So it's not the amount of snow, it's just how it came at everybody, too, that I think had that.
One nice day and we'll forget this happened.
Right. And by next week, you can head to the lake. Yes, you can head to the lake and enjoy things by next Friday.
All right. That's good. I'll take your word for it.
Get a little warm up going, hey, you got a big event coming up here, too.
Will put us in the mood for spring,
this
right?
This will, definitely.
Hey, do you know what May 5th is?
Cinco de Mayo.
It is. And that's always kind of a fun day. If you don't like margaritas, you maybe like your chips and salsa or whatever. But we're going to celebrate that day.
Where are you ever?
Yeah. We started this Power of 100. The Richland Wilkin Community Foundation started this Power of 100 last fall and had our first event in January where we raised some nice dollars that night. We raised over $5,000 that night. And wow. 2,500, or it was a little bit more than 2,500, went over to the Children's Discovery Center, which is a new project that's being worked on in the community to have a place where kids can come and discover and learn and that type of thing. So that was a fun night.
That's but a good kickoff.
Yeah. We're going to kick there. We're going to continue in that path and do our second event. So this is a quarterly event. What we've asked people to do, and we're still looking for more that want to join us, is we're looking for like 100 strong giving units that want to be a part of this. And quarterly, we're going to get together and we're going to hear from various nonprofits. I've met with all of the nonprofits that want to be a part of it throughout the course of the last few months. And so we have three more on tap.
Great.
That we're still kind of working through. So they'll give us a short little presentation about who they are and what they're up to. And then that night, for those that want to be a part of the Power 100, they'll get a vote. And at the end of the night, we hope to write another big check to one of our area nonprofits that are doing such amazing work. But in between all of that,
let the party roll on here.
Yeah, Shelby over at the Brew has been working with the chef over there. Chef Henry's got a really cool venue again, or a cuisine, if we want to call it that. So we're going to have some shrimp tostadas, I believe that's what we call
yes.
it. I don't know how to pronounce the next one, but it has pork, so I'm guessing it's some sort of pork taco type thing.
Okay.
And then the third one is taquita. Is that, am I saying that right?
Taquitas? Yes, taquitas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that one might be chicken. I don't know. And some I of think those words don't translate very well for
I
me.
Think the pork thing is brios.
Yeah, there it
yes,
is.
Yes.
That's what it is. Okay, yep. And then there's a dessert that has this really long name to it. It starts with a T, but somewhere in the middle of it is kind of interesting. It has the word French toast. I think it's going to be sweet and bready or mm-hmm. something like that. But along with that, they're going to pair some fun things with tequila's kind of the thing that is known on Cinco de Mayo.
So oh, yeah.
They're going to do some cocktails around that. If you want other beverages, there'll be cash bar and that type of thing. But it'll be a fun night. Very entertaining. There's going to be music there and people want to dress in the spirit, they certainly can, or they can come in their jeans and just have a fun night.
So if you got sombreros and maracas, you can bring those
add to the music festivities and just a fun way. I mean, you know, last time we talked about it, it's anytime you bring food and fellowship and philanthropy together.
Yes.
What a combination for our community, right?
That's a trifecta. It really is.
It's bringing some neighbors, some friends, some family or whatever together and just spending time, which is something we've missed out on in the last few years. So this is great. And then to help the community that so counts on us to partner with them and to make sure that their projects keep going. So food, fun, and
Philanthropy.
No. There you go. Or friends. Or I don't know. Wait, let's find some more F words. But I do know that philanthropy is PH too, but the sound sounds like an F.
It sounds like an F.
So I can we'll pull that off.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
So if people want to know, they want more information about the Power of 100, this is definitely the event to show up to.
Absolutely. And visit our website. You know, it's ndcf.net/RichlandWilken. And if you just Google the Richland Wilken Community Foundation, you'll find lots on our webpage. There's some links out there. They can call me, too,
okay.
And let me know. And I'd love to talk to them about it. There's been a great group already supporting this, and we're always looking for more, though. It might hit your heart a different way each time you have a different nonprofit that's showing up. But together, we're going to be a powerful community when we bring food and fellowship and philanthropy together.
That's what it's all about. And that's what the foundation's all about, too, is building some really strong communities. So will you be in before Cinco de Mayo? I think you will be.
Yeah, I think I'll have one more shot at this. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll see if I can get you a mariachi band.
Oh, there you go. I was thinking about running over to the Mexican place.
Oh, El Toro.
El Toro.
Yes,
see if I can borrow one of their sombreros. They had some really fun sombreros they use for birthdays.
Right, yeah, right. So, no, I'll work on a mariachi band for you.
There you go.
Next time.
There you go. Very
or at least
fun.
Some good Cinco de Mayo music.
There you go.
Get everybody in the spirit.
There you go.
Jenna, thanks for stopping by. Always great to
bet.
See you.
Happy winter. I mean, happy spring.
There you go. No, spring. Always keep thinking spring.
All right.
9:15 here, the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.